ends in only moments. It is going to be the third day of Tishrei, which means that it is the Yortzeit of Maran HaRishon LeTzion HaGaon HaGadol Chacham Obadiah Yosef Zecher Tzadik VeKadosh LeBracha. And in his honor and in our honor, I'd like to learn some of his Torah. You know, when you're deciding to learn some of his Torah, it's like you have so many incredible options. It's just not Shaykh Baruch Hashem. He left us with a lot of good stuff. And so I just randomly opened up here in the 10th volume of the Abiy Omer in Siman Nun Hey. He's got a long list of Hearot on the Shut Rav Pealim. So we'll just start on page Kuf Lamed in the 10th volume. Chelik Bet Chelik Orachaim Siman Chaf of the Sefer Rav Pealim. Ma shekatav Rav Mechaber Ladun al Shinui Mikomo Shel Aron HaKodesh על ידי הרחבת בית הכנסת, וכתב שאף שהחתם סופר בנידונו לא פקפק על שינוי מקום ארון הקודש, יש לומר שבנידונו לא היה ארון קודש בנוי בבניין, אלא ארון עץ תלוש היה, ובחייגיו יכולים להסירו ולטלטלו ממקום למקום, כמו שכתב בדברי חיים בסימן י"ג, ובחייגיו אין המקום קונה קדושת הדבר שמונח עליו בתלוש. מה שאין כן, אם ארון קודש בנוי בבניין שהמקום בבנוי בבניין שהמקום קנה קדושה. So the question is, are you allowed to move the Aron Kodesh? So the Chasam Sofer didn't have a problem with moving the Aron Kodesh, but the Rav Palam suggests that the Chasam Sofer didn't have a problem with moving the Aron Kodesh because it wasn't built into the ground, it was detached. So therefore you can move it because there's no kedusha in that makom, because it wasn't really a kavua makom, it just happened to have been sitting on top of the ground there. So you can move it. Like the Divrei Chaim writes, that in such a case where it's talush, where it's detached, the Divrei Chaim Tzanzer, where it's detached, I'm assuming it's the Tzanzer, there are a few Divrei Chaims, where it's detached, is a famous story of Chacham Ovadia that somebody once said to him, Yechaveh Dat, there's already another Sefer Yechaveh Dat, what's your name you say for Yechaveh Dat for? And he said, what other Sefer Yechaveh Dat there was around? He said, there are 14 other Sefer Yechaveh Dat. Yechaveh Dat from him, Yechaveh Dat from Yechaveh. Anyway, so there's a lot of Sfarim that have the same name. In any case, the Divrei Chaim says that the place isn't Kone Kedushas HaMakom, because it's just Munach there, it's just placed there, it's detached. Mashenken, if the Aron Kodesh is actually built in, then it's Kone the Kedusha. So if it's built onto the place, into the ground, then you wouldn't be allowed to move the Aron Kodesh. That's what the Rav Palam says. So Chacham Ovadia comments, V'kach katav b'shut cheshev ha'ifod. Just in case you're wondering, in the cheshev ha'ifod, which is written by an English posek, in Chelek Beis and Siman Mem, al pi ma shekatav v'divrei chayim, he writes the same thing. Ulam b'shut Beit Shlomo, בחלק אורחיים סימן חפטט כתב להתיר לשנות מקום ארון הקודש וגדולה מזו התיר אפילו לשנות המקום מרוח צפון לרוח דרום וכיוצא בזה. So the Beis Shlomo says, no, you're allowed to move the makom of the Aron Kodesh, and it seems regardless of how it's built, and you're even allowed to move it into a different direction. If it's in the north, you can put it in the south. אבל בשוט אמריו של חלק א' כתב סימן ע'ט שאף שמותר לשנות המקום היינו דווקא באותו רוח שהיה. So the Imre Yosher says no. He says that it has to be in the, you're allowed to move it, but only if it's in the same direction. If it's in the north, keep it in the north. If it's in the south, keep it in the south. And the basing himself on the Yerushalmi shelo amru be Yerushalmi ala keresh shezachad yinaten batzafon yinaten lalam batzafon v'lo b'darom. That in the Mishkan, wherever you put the beams, that's where they had to be stay. So you're allowed to move them in the north. Once the north is zochet of this beam, it stays in the north. But you're allowed to move it around in the north. But the north, don't move it to the south. So to the Aron Kodesh, keep it in its in that direction. If it's in the certain direction in the shul, keep it in that direction. Ayin sham. Umashma mitvarav. So it's a mashma from the Goyen Rav Meir Arik. Rav Adi Yosef doesn't have any aflaya. He doesn't discriminate against Ashkenazi, Sephardi, Lithuanian, Polish, Galicia, Baghdad, Iran, Iraq, Morocco, Tehran, America. It doesn't matter where the posek is from. He learned his sefer from cover to cover and committed it to memory. So it's mashma from Rav Meir Arik that even if the Aron Kodesh was bebinyan, was built in the ground, if you move it ba'osa ruach in the same direction, if it's in the tzafon, as long as you keep it in the tzafon, you're cool. Shuv ra'iti b'shut chavatzelet ha'sharon. There's a famous chavatzelet ha'sharon today, Rav Karlbach, but this is the earlier posek. Rav David Menachem Monish Babad. He's the Tshuvas Chavetzelis HaSharon. He was from Galicia, if I'm not mistaken. So he was asked, Shenishal in Chelek Orachayim in Simen Yudalit, Shenishal Bedin Shinui Makom Aron HaKodesh Adeh Chavad Beit HaKnesset. He was asked about moving the Aron Kodesh. When they expanded the shul, they wanted to move the Aron Kodesh. They wanted the Aron Kodesh to be in the middle. And he says that the Minig Yisrael is Minig Pashut, that when you're Marchiv the Shul, when you expand the Shul, because there are more people davening, Baruch Hashem, Kein Yirbu, Mishanim Makom Aron HaKodesh, you have no problem moving the Aron Kodesh, Ve'ein Choshishim Klal, no problem at all. V'hainu Taimek HaMa SheKatav HaMordechi Huva BeBeit Yosef B'Siman Kufnun Dalid, דלא מיקרי ארון הקודש רק אם עשוי כארגז עשוי לכבוד התורה. אבל ארון הקודש עשוי בבניין אינו אלא לשמירה ולא מיקרי תשמישי קדושה. ולאו הכי יש לומר שכיוון שבאותו הכותל עצמו יש שם ארון הקודש, אף שיצטרכו לשנתו ממקומו, לא מקרי הורדה מקדושה, כמו שכתב כי יוצא בזה מגן אברהם, בעניין רצועת תפילין שמותח להפוך מה שלמעלה למטה, והכל פנים לנדיון דידן, שהוא לצורך אותה קדושה, הורדת קדושת המקום של ארון הקודש לקדושת בית הכנסת, הווי הורדה לצורך עלייה, כדי שיהיה באמצע, ולנוי ולתפרת בית הכנסת שהוא יותר גדול ומפואר, אפילו אם היה לארון הקודש הנבנה בבניין דין תשמישי קדושה, היה מותר לעלותו לאמצע הכותל של בית הכנסת, וכבר כתבתי שמנהג כל ישראל בית שמקדים מרחבים בית הכנסת שלא להקפיד על זה. פוק חזי מי עמד דבר. עד כאן תורף דברי הגאון בעל החבצלת השרון. So he says that he has no problem moving the Aron Kodesh, and that's like the Mordechi brought in the Beis Yosef and Simen Kufn and Dalid, that it's only called Aron HaKodesh, it only has that status halachically of being an Aron Kodesh if it's made like a box, in other words, if it's made specially for Kavodat Torah. But if you have an Aron Kodesh which is built in, that's only for Shmira, that's just to guard the Sefer Torah. I guess that people shouldn't steal the Sefer Torah, but if it's not the Kavod the Sefer Torah, then that doesn't have the status of Tashmishei Kedusha, so therefore there's no problem moving it. Moving it is only if it has the status of the Aron Kodesh, and therefore this area now has the Kedusha and you can't move it. But here, it doesn't have the status of Aron Kodesh because it's only the Shmira. And also you can say, says the Chavetzel Sasharan, that since in the same wall, there's going to be the Aron Kodesh, even though you're moving the wall, but the Aron Kodesh is going to be in the same wall, so that's not called Harada Mikedusha. That's not lowering any Kedusha, because it's really staying with the same wall. So you're not lowering the status of that place, or of the Aron Kodesh. Like the Magen Avraham writes about Ritzuas Tefillin, that you're allowed to turn them around and do what was below, what was above, make it below, and what was below, make it above, of your Ritzuas. What was normally the outside could turn into the inside, and vice versa. So here also, you're allowed to, it's not Harada Mikedusha to move its place, it's still going to retain its holiness, and I guess he understands that place doesn't lose the holiness that it was, and now that you're being moored the kedusha of the makom of the Aron Kodesh to the kedusha of a shul, that's horada letzorech aliyah. You're lowering the place of the Aron Kodesh to the place of the shul, meaning what used to be the Aron Kodesh is now only going to have kedusha space at Knesses. That's horada letzorech aliyah, because you want the Aron Kodesh to be in the middle, and that's for the beauty of the shul. It's more beautiful that way. And even if it had a din of Tashmishei Kedusha, if it was built in, you would still be allowed to move it to the middle of the shul. It's talking about the middle of the wall. Hayamutur la'alos la'emtza kotel shel beit ha'kneset. It would be mutter to do it. In other words, this is all for the to expand the kedusha to for the greater kedusha of the shul, and therefore, even though that place we used to have the base of the Aron Kodesh doesn't have the Aron Kodesh, because now you expanded it, but nevertheless, you are allowed to move it, because it's for the glory of the shul. You want the Aron Kodesh to be be'emtza. So you're right, the place that used to have the Aron Kodesh doesn't have it anymore, but that's fine. The shul is becoming bigger, and for the glory of the shul, you can move the makom of the Aron Kodesh, and that's Minig Yisrael. And therefore, Rav Avadya argues with the Rav Pa'alim, who says possibly that if it's built in not to move it, he says you can move it. And then he quotes at the end, the Chelkas Yankov, Rav Yaakov Breish, in the second volume in Simon Membet. And next piece, Sham Siman Chaf, Hevi Ma Shekatav Adavar Moshe Tiumim, Shanotetz Mi Beit HaKnesset Amanat Latakein, Havei Yisur Mid Rabbanan, Delo Dami Lomochek Et Hashem Amanat Latakein, Shashem Yisur Mechikat Hashem Omen HaTorah, Ava Kan Anotetz Mi Beit HaKnesset Ein Yisur Ala Mid Rabbanan, Kama Shekatav Aran, בפרק בני העיר, שקדושת בית כנסת דימד רבנן, שכיוון שעיקרו עשוי לומר בו דבר שבקדושה, הטילו ברוחמים קדושה מדבריהם, והנותץ על מנת לתקן, אבל לפסיק רישה, ופסיק רישה בית רבנן מותר, כמו שכתב תרומת הדשן. So he begins, the Rav Pa'olim begins by quoting the Dvar Moshe to Umim, and in the Tshuvas in Simon Samach Tes, his name of the Tshuvas is the Dvar Moshe, it was written by Rav to Umim, and he says that if you break a shul in order to fix, you do shiputzim, you renovate, it's an iser dirabbanan, and you can't compare it to erasing God's name in order to fix it, because erasing God's name is min haTorah. But here, where you're renovating the shul, you're breaking it in order to build, that's only an iser dirabbanan. Like the Ran writes in the fourth paragraph of Maseches Megillah, that the kedusha of a shul is only derabbanan, since it's primarily there to say dvarim shebekedusha, the rabbis gave it kedusha midrabbanan, and if you renovate, you break it, you smash it in order to fix, it's a psik reisha, right? Because your intention is not to break, your intention is to fix. So it's not considered that you're actually smashing it, it's just a psik reisha that you're going to be in notates, but ultimately your thoughts are to be metake, and so it's considered a psik reisha. And psik reisha, but the rabbanon is mutter, like the Trumas Hadeshin writes. So therefore, he allows renovating the shul. And on this, the Mechaber says, wait a second, look at the Ramban. Sharei Ramban, dalim tfei mi'aran, sfirei kedushat beit hakneset deoraita. כמו שכתב בשו"ת אמרי אש, וכך כתב בשו"ת פני משה, ואף שיחקרי לב חוקריך רק פני משה, וסביר לי שגם הרמב"ן סביר לי שקדושת בית הכנסת היא רק מדרבנן. הנה יש לעמוד על דבר חוקרי לב, והקורפנים יש כמה גדולים, דסביר לו בדעת הרמב"ן, דאבי מן התורה, ועוד בפסיקה של הרבנן בדעת המגן אברהם, שאסור ויש בזה מחלוקת גדולה, לכן לא יהיה מזור מהחילוק שחלק את דבר משה בין מחיקה לנתיצה. The Ran you quoted is very nice. What about the Ramban? The Ramban holds that Kedusha Space of Knesset is Doraisis, and Doraisis you're not allowed to be Mochek Amanas Lasak, and you're not allowed to destroy in order to build. And he quotes a number of Achronim who say that, and the Chikrei Lev says, no, the Ramban also holds Kedusha Space of Knesset is Darabanan. We can argue with the Chikrei Lev, and Aquaponim, the numerous Gedolim who say that the Ramban holds it's Minat Torah, and also Psik Reisha B'Derabanan, the Magen Avraham says, it's a Machlokas. So you wanted to say the Dvar Moshe, that Psik Reisha B'Derabanan is cool, is okay. But not everybody holds that way. The Magen Avraham doesn't hold that way. So that the Dvar Moshe is not correct in allowing you to be renovate the shul, to break, smash the shul in order to fix it. Ad kan Torah divrei ha Rav Pe'olim. However, and this Chacham Ovadia comments, v'hinei ma shekatav shesh lamo divrei chakele v'chakele v'vi siwa gadol l'sferato. מתשובת מארי ברב שהביא דברי הרמב"ן והר"ן וכתב על זה מאחר דלוקו לי עם קדושת בית הכנסת אלא מדרבנן כל ספק שיסתפק לנו וזה העניין רואי להקל בו הנה גם הרם האל שיקר אינו ראתה תשובת מארי בן לב והעיר עליו שמכיוון שבנידונו יש ספק ספקה למה הוא צריך לקח הספק ספקה אפילו דורי תשארי מורך דידוי עוד אילי שגם הרמב"ן סביר לי קדושת בית הכנסת מדרבנן ושוב ראיתי בסתי חמד שכתב כן בדעת מרא מר שיקר, והם בפרי מגדים, שהבין שזוהי מחלוקת בין הרמב"ן והר"ן, וכתב דנתינא דהר"ן דאבי מדרבנן. So first of all he says that the Rav Pe'olim says that we can argue with the Chikrei Lev, who says that according to the Ramban, Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is only Midrabanan. But the truth is that the Chikrei Lev brings from the Sefer Mari Bei Rav, Chivas Mari Bei Rav, who says in the Das HaRamban is that it's only the Rabbanan. Maram Al Shekhar also writes like that, as is explicit in the Stechemed. That Maram Al Shekhar holds that it's that according to the Ramban, Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is only the Rabbanan, the Prima Gadim understood that it's a machlokas between the Ramban and the Ran, but he says we paskin like the Ran that it's only the Rabbanan, and so writes the Rishon LeZion, Rabbi Ben Zion Uziel, Mishpatei Uziel, that Das HaRambam Umaran Kiharan, that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is only the Rabbanan, so too in the Tshuvas Beis Shlomo Chelik Aleph Simen Chof Dalet, the Tshuvas Divrei Chaim Mitzanz, in Chelik Orach Chaim Simen Gimel, that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is only the Rabbanan, so too in the Shuti Adaledi, Shut Marashak, Shut Chavetel Sasharon, Kovet Zayelach Tfila. So that's Das Rov Achronim, that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is only the Rabbanan. And Hagon Mari Ayish in the Mate Yehuda says that there's only an Isser Netitz of Beis HaKnesses Mid Rabbanan, so too the Gon Milublin, Shneir Zalman Ublin and the Taras Chesed and Chelik Orach Chaim Simadalat of Zayin, that Isser Netitz of seven Beis HaKnesses is only the Rabbanan, Kedemuchu Divrei Ran, that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is only the Rabbanan. וכך כתב בשוט חסד לאברהם תאומים מהדור התניין הנורחיים סימן ידלת זה לא מבעילה רן שכל עיקר קדושת בית הכנסת אין למד הרבנן אלא אפילו הרמב"ן ברור שאיסור נתיצה בבית הכנסת אינו למד הרבנן זה רן הולד נתיצה בית הכנסת זה only the רבנן but even the Rambam holds that, and the Ramban holds that breaking the shul is only the Rabbanan, and so writes the Avnei Nezer in the Tshuvas in Orachayim Lamed Heos Dalet that the Ramban holds that the Isser Netitza Beis HaKnesses is not Midoraisa, it's only the Rabbanan. And then he gives you a few more addresses: Rabbi Avram Steinberg in the Machzeh Avram and Simon Chofov, Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan in the Ein Yitzchak and Arachaim Simon Heos Yotes. הרי מצינו חברים רבים לסברת הדבר משה תאומים שאיסור נתיצה בבית הכנסת אינו אלא מדרבנן. So we have a lot of friends for the Dvar Moshe. So that Nisur Netitz is only the Rabbanan, which would allow us to do the renovations, not like the Rav Pe'olim wants to be Machmir. And also the Rav Chaim Milsa, just to make things better, we can make a Sfek Sfek Ala Heter. Gam L'Nyan Psik Reishe B'Drabanan. What's the Sfek Sfek Ala Heter? גם לעניין פסיק רשי בדרבנן שאיר רב המחבר שהיא מחלוקת גדולה ושדעת המגן אברהם בסיעתו לאסור כלו כתרומת הדשן הנה מובד מה שהבאתי להקת הפוסקים מן הראשונים זה ספיר לה כתרומת הדשן כמו שכתבתי בישות יביע עומר חלק ד' סימן למדה ללות חפב והבאתי עוד שם באות למדה אלף חבל נביא מן האחרונים שספיר לה שעיקר כתרומת הדשן לפסיק רשי בדרבנן שרי עוד יש להיר לפי מה שכתב החתם סופר דלקול ימה פסיק רשי בדרבנן בשרי סורים שרי וכך כתב בשוט הרמץ, ואין עוד בשוט צור יעקב, שכתב, אפילו אם ימחה קצת מהן את פעל השם בו ופסיק רשע, הרי ידוע שתרומת הדשע מתיר פסיק רשע בדרבנן, ואף הפי שמגן אברהם חולק עליו ועושה פסיק רשע בדרבנן, כבר כתב וחתם סופר, בשאר איסורים חוץ מאיסורי שבת, פסיק רשע בדרבנן מותר. So the Heilige Rav Pa'olim wants to say that, look at the Magen Avram. Magen Avram holds that it's a machlokes. And it's not pashut that psik reisha de rabbanan is mutter. However, Chacham Ovadia brings so many people who say that psik reisha de rabbanan is mutter, and here it's only a psik reisha. And even to erase, you want to erase part of God's name, what's nitbal Hashem, like Elokei Chem, the Chem. So you want to erase that, that's nitpal Hashem, it's connected to the name, it's a psik resha. So psik resha is only midrabanan, you're not intending to erase, you want to do it to fix. So that psik resha is only midrabanan, and the Chasam Sofer holds that except for Surei Shabbos, psik resha is only midrabanan. So we have a few sfeikas to be makel. What are our sfeikas to be makel? I'll tell you. We have the fact that maybe it's only midrabanan, Netitas Beis HaKnesses is only a din de Rabbanan. That is very helpful. And then you want to say that Psik Reisha B'der Rabbanan is Aser. I'll tell you that Psik Reisha B'der Rabbanan is only Mutter, is really Mutter, as many poskim hold. And therefore, it would be permitted to do renovation on the shul to be notzeitz beis hakneses al menas l'taken. Do one more shtickle. The next piece, osches, and from the Rav Pa'olim, chelek aleph simen chav beis, binyan batei talmud torah shelamdim sham tinakot shel beit rabban, im utar b'chadrei talmud torah lelamod sham cheshbon osafot lo'aziyot. So I remember the... We're learning at Shachua from the Tzitz about this about 25-30 years ago. So the are you allowed it? It's a very common shaila. You have a place where you learn Torah. You're allowed to learn Limudei Chol in the same room you learn Torah. Maybe the room you learn Torah has Kedusha. And you're not allowed to learn Torah. You're not allowed to learn Limudei Chol. You're not allowed to learn foreign languages, math. So the Rav Pa'olim Ben Ishchai brings the Tshuva from Rabbeinu Haigon, brought in the Sefer Itim. Writes mutter lelamed tinokot shel beit rabban beit knesset agav limud tinokot shel beit knesset agav limud torah ktav aravi vecheshbonot ve'amechaber nachala liyisrael damat tshuva mitshuva zo ra gedola shegon matir lemod leshanot ha'amim vecheshbon batei talmud torah veshkia gedola yid ma shektav agom la'atir zeh rak bechadarim hasmuchim. לבית הכנסת של התלמוד תורה, שאין לומדים של תורה לעשויים להכנסת אורחים, והיה דבר ידוע אז שלימוד התינוקות של בית רבן לא היה בית הכנסת ממש במקום תפילה, אלא בחדרים הסמוכים לבית הכנסת, ומכלת כבוד תורתו אין זה במשמעות דברי הגאון, שאם כן היה לנו לפרי, היה לו לפרי שזו זהו בחדרים הסמוכים לבית הכנסת. ולא למסתם סתומה לכתוב בית הכנסת וכוונתו רק לחדרים הסמוכים שאפילו המורה צריך לפרש דבריו כמו שכתב הרשב"ם בפסחים קופה א' והתוספות בבית סחף ה' עמוד א' כל שכן הגון שצריך לפרש דבריו לבית איתו בהם אלא ודאי הדברים כפשטם וכמו שהבין הרב נחלה לישראל. So he quotes this תשובה of רבנו הייגון, which is brought in the Sefer Itim and is copied in the Sefer Nachala Yisrael. By us, it's in the Sefer Itim on page Reishon and Vav, that you're allowed to teach children in shul, Arabic, and math. So the author, the Nachala Yisrael, learns from this tshuva that that you're allowed to teach secular studies, Lashon HaSa'amim, foreign languages, and math, in the shul, where they're learning Torah. And And the Rav Pa'olim says this is a mistake, because that the Gaon was Matir was only in the rooms that are next to the shul. In other words, you have side rooms, but not in the actual shul. Those side rooms for Hachnasas Orchim. And it's well known that the kids wouldn't learn mamish in the shul. They learn in the side rooms. There, you're allowed to teach other things, but not in the shul itself. But Chacham Ovadia says, no, that's not pshat in what the Gaon says, and what Rav Hai Gaon says. Pshat is it's in shul. And he should have told us if he wanted it to be, if he wanted to be clear that it was in the rooms next to the shul, he should have told us. V'chein ra'iti b'shut tzitz Eliezer chelek tet siman tet vav. שהמדרש הנהגו בישיבת עץ חיים שבירושלים מיסודם של גאוני עולם שבחדרי התלמוד תורה לומדים לימודים כלליים כגון כתיבה וחשבון ואין פוצה פה ומצפצף מצד גאוני ורבני הישיבה. So Taka the Tzitz Eliezer brings in Chelek Tes, Siman Tes Vav, that in Eitz Chaim in Yerushalayim, the famous cheder, so many great Gedolei Yisrael came from there. Yisodim Shel Gaonei Olam, they used to learn in the Torah rooms. They would learn also Ktiva, how to write, Cheshbon. They learned how to write. You can already say that's like Talmud Torah, because you know that's definitely Letzorech Talmud Torah. But the Cheshbon is math. Where's the Talmud Torah there? Vein Potzeh Peh Mitzafzef. Nobody's saying a word. So he says it's Beseder Gamur, and he brings the Rav Pa'olim, and he says that's Napshanim Rav Haigon. That it's talking about the side room, it's talking about the shul itself, and therefore in Eitz Chaim they're correct in allowing the kids to learn their secular studies in the shir room, in the Torah learning room. So Chacham Ovadia says that that's what they did, and it's Beseder Gamor, and in Reb Matzliach Mazuz, the Av Beis Din of Djerba and Tunis, writes in a tshuva that the chacham that teaches children Tanakh and Talmud, on Fridays they would teach them some writing, some cheshbon, some math, some French. So that's in a shul, and he says b'koch be'teira it's beseder, and he answers the Rav Pa'olim, and it's printed in the Or Torah journal, and so writes in the Shut Diburei Emes in Simen Chafches, which never heard of besides here. V'cheinagu mikvar b'yishivat Porat Yosef, that's the way they do it, and then he sends you to the B'nai Tzion Lichtman, and so writes Rav Avadia Barichos in the Yibiyom and Chelek Zayin Ayin Sham U'misham Be'eren in Simen Chof Aleph. So we have here, sweet friends, a Rav Avadia was known for his Kochadet Teira, so we have a heter to move the Aron Kodesh, we have a heter to do renovations on the shul, and we have a heter to teach the Kindelach secular studies in the room where they're also taught Torah. And we should be zocha, Amir Tzashem, to continue learning through the Tshuvot of the Chacham. And now as it becomes Shkia in Eretz Yisrael, and we get to Gimel Cheshvan, the Yortzeit of the Chacham, so his neshama should have an Aliyah, Lamala, Lamala, and Gan Eden. And his neshama should have nachas ruach from our learning, and our neshama should have nachas ruach from our learning, and we should be zochet to the gula shleima. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.